All right, I'm running kind of an experiment here. I said that I wouldn't do any Taiwan special podcast this week, but I'm moving, I'm getting situated, and I'm setting up shop in this new apartment and so forth. So I'm making this random Taiwan special podcast today because I've got something that just happened and I want to talk about it. I had something happen in the past couple of days. It's happened twice. And I don't know if you know about Bill Shatner, William Shatner, Captain Kirk. Probably one of the best stories about how Bill Shatner would be mean to people was from Will Wheaton, the kid who played Wesley Crusher. He, as an adult, he talks about it like, it's no big deal, but he was a kid. I was 16, 17 years old. I mean, he was not hyper mature, supposed to be emotionally stable as an adult. He was a kid who was fascinated by the amazing, legendary Bill Shatner. And he, you can look it up. I think it was, you'd have to spell the full word, but it's something like effing William Shatner, and it would be Will Wheaton or something like that. It's about 15 minutes. And between takes, I think that he was Bill Shatner was shooting Star Trek V, I think, and the sets were nearby. And the kid who played Wesley went over to the nearby studio to say hi between breaks. And Bill was just like, I mean, he was just a jerk. And the cast on Star Trek: The Next Generation all found out about like he told like one person. I think it was like the lady that played Beverly Crusher, the doctor who played Wesley's mom, kind of was a bit of like a mom to him on the set. And Wesley was the kid, everybody loved the kid. And so he gets back over, and Bill was rude, and you got to go listen to the whole thing to get what happened. But everybody found out really quickly, and Brent Spiner, who plays Data, immediately, cracked a bunch of jokes to make the kid feel better. Okay, all right. So, all right. I say the kid because I don't want to get into too many names here. I don't want to be confusing. Bill Shatner has a reputation being very mean to people. The guy who played Spock said so. Wouldn't even talk to him before he died. The guy that played George Takei, the you'd know him as the Asian guy on the set, probably, I suppose it. But they had a huge falling out. It just he was really mean to people. So I could comment on that, and I could talk about what I think was going on because Bill didn't mean to be mean to people. He even apologized to the kid because the Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry kind of gave him a phone call and sort of made him do it. He's like, that kid went over there to say hello to you, and you just, So look up if you can, if you ever get time, William Shatner. Keep an ear out. He's mean to people. And it's very easy for me to do the same thing. I have a tendency to Bill Shatner on people. Bill not being a verb. Although I suppose Bill Shatnering is it's kind of becoming a verb today. I don't hate Bill. People around him might. I think I get him. I mean, he was a star that rose so fast, he never learned to be nice to people. And I get over here in Asia and I'm busy doing all the extra difficult things that you have to do in order to survive. And people try to talk to me. I'm the American, and there's a little bit of a special thing. Like, they get nervous. They practiced English for 8 years so they could talk to the American, and this is their chance to do it. And I'm busy. I need to hurry up and get milk and get home by 5 o'clock. And, someone tries to talk to me, and I just totally miss it. And I feel horrible every time it happens. So this happened twice in the past couple days. Once, I was talking with a friend about, we were discussing the Zodiac. And I was trying to explain that the Zodiac is fake because the Zodiac schedule in the newspaper isn't real. The idea of the Zodiac is that when you were born, there was a certain constellation on the other side of the sun, and that somehow relates to your life and so forth. Now, I think there's some truth to it, but the horoscopes are fake because the schedule that they have, like what your horoscope would be, like what your sign is, it's wrong. What we've been taught for many years, and there was an astronomer that published this, and this is a debate, and you can say new Zodiac, and there's a schedule. You can find it. But what's been published in the newspapers, the horoscope schedule, the horoscope is the prediction. The Zodiac is the sign, or the constellation related to someone by birth, supposedly. The schedule's wrong. It will say that Virgo or Pisces or Cancer, whatever, was behind the sun when you were born, but it wasn't. It was a different constellation. It's about every 70 years, the stars are kind of turning around us. So, you know, you'll have a constellation in the sky at a certain time at night, at an exact point in the sky. And after 70 years, it will move one day. So if you, you know, 70 times seven, so what's that, George? 490 years. You know, you got your window and you're clocking whatever constellation, and you stand with your feet here and you look up at the skies and you put the little X on the window and there's where the stars are. Well, if you'd go on January 15 to see this constellation in that place, well, after 490 years, you'd have to wait till January 22nd to see it. Actually, I think it's moving earlier. I think it's so it would be like January 8th. So it's slowly moving. But the calendars that people follow aren't updating. And they haven't updated in like 3,000 years. Okay, all right. Well, you know, it kind of proves the whole thing to be a bit of a placebo, at least what people have been following. It would be interesting to see what would happen if there was a properly scheduled horoscope and people were to look at what their signs actually are, whatever. But whatever. I mean, I'm Christian and I think God's more powerful than that, but I think that stars have some relation. Sailors follow them. So I try not to be too opinionated about those things. I don't think that God is right and everyone else is wrong. I think that God is higher and many things have a little bit of truth in them. The Chinese follow a zodiac, and this is interesting. This lady explained to me that the Chinese zodiac is about the constellation that's behind the moon when you're born. That's interesting. It's the constellation that's behind the moon, not the constellation that's behind the sun. So the Chinese zodiac goes behind the constellation behind the moon when you're born. That's just interesting. I'd be fascinated to study more of it. All right, so we were discussing this. And I tried to explain to her what I just told you about the Zodiac being wrong. Well, as soon as I pulled out the chart, she said, I don't agree with that. And I'm like, well, what do you mean you don't agree with that? I haven't even explained it yet. And she said, I don't agree. And it took me about 6 hours to figure out that what she meant to say was, I don't believe in the Zodiac. That whole thing, not your schedule, their schedule. I don't believe in any of it because I believe Jesus. That's what she was trying to tell me. And I didn't get that because it was a language thing. We use these subtle nuances. I don't agree with that and I don't believe in that. They're somewhat similar. When you have a basic vocabulary, that's all you can say. That might be all that a child could say. You might expect that from a child. But when you have a limited vocabulary, you can't make the subtle difference in your words, in your word choice. You can't, you know, we don't pick it up. And I totally missed it. And I Bill Shatnered on the lady. And I felt terrible. Okay, it's just interesting how big of a deal language can make a difference with. Okay. So, and again, look, I don't hate Bill Shatner. I really want to be clear on that. I'm talking about the reputation thing. I don't mean to attack him personally. I'd love to reach out to Bill Shatner and see if there's a way to help him be nice to people. Because I like his work, frankly. But, yes, okay, I'm a bit of a Trekkie, so the nerd factor here is off the charts. And no, I haven't watched a Star Trek STD, the Netflix. Anyhow, the other one, this lady wanted to invite me to something, and I told the lady, look, I'm free every day after 8 o'clock. And today she said, well, what time are you free today? And I said, well, I told it like every other, I'm free after 8 o'clock. Up until then, I schedule my workload and I've got to go talk to somebody and then I skate and I'm free. They say, I already told you when I'm free. I'm free after 8 o'clock. That hasn't changed. Why are you asking me? And what the lady wanted to say was, our family is going to see some cultural events tonight. Would you like to go with us? That's what she meant to say, but she didn't have the English words to ask that. Now, in Taiwanese culture, they don't plan things very well. This is a problem. I've actually been talking with some friends about all this. Like, this is a thing. Like, this is a problem that people don't plan. So the idea, okay, I know that you're busy until 8, but is there a chance you might be free? They don't think to ask that because they just run around like wild kids without calendars. So now the younger generation is realizing that there's a problem with this, and they're trying to address that. That's another thing. But, you know, all right, I've rambled enough about that. It just really made me sad. It's like, this lady is trying to be nice to me, and I just Bill Shatnered on her. I didn't figure out what she was trying to say because of the subtle language difference. It's amazing. It's really amazing. The thing is, in America, the differences between Republicans and Democrats or Presbyterians and Catholics or, you know, the differences that we have very often come down to subtle language differences. We don't use the perfectly technical word. Our ideas agree. Our ideas match up. But we get a couple little technical words wrong, and that throws off everything. And anytime you've got a subculture, you're going to have subtle language differences. So that's interesting. That's a thing. Language. Being over here in Asia has taught me this. And I've come to get a better understanding. Maybe I'll stop Bill Shatnering on people one day.